This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Come on, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the Big Show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler is here as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Again, lakeland.edu. And now, this is how this is going to go each and every Tuesday and Thursday to lead off this hour of the show.
How is it going to go, Steve?
We are going to have our Green and Gold Insider. We feel okay. Comfortable saying Green and Gold Insider.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah. Before we do that, breaking news. This better be good and not bad. Breaking news on the Big Show Network, powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. All right, what do we got?
So we all kind of knew this was happening. Now it's officially official. The Milwaukee Brewers just announced that Ryan Braun has officially retired.
Okay.
So he has officially retired. He put out a minute and 20-second video on their Twitter page at Brewers, and I will get that so we can play that after this Ryan Wood interview.
No, don't get that.
Ryan Woods, actually, he's actually coming in to do an autograph signing at Waukesha Sports Cards here soon.
Not
Ryan Wood. Ryan Braun.
Yeah.
They probably let Ryan Wood do an autograph session if he wanted at Waukesha Sports Cards.
He's an award-winning journalist.
Yeah, all right. So let's let's hear
book
Braun.
Braun.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Great book with Corbin Burns.
All right, let's hear from our guy.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
All right, joining us now, he is Ryan Wood, also brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Ryan?
I'm so confused with all the Ryans going
on. I know,
right?
There's
now
a lot of Ryans, yeah.
Ryan, you said I was supposed to be at an autograph thing. I'm like, wait. And then I was like, wait, no one wants my autograph ever.
Well,
stop that.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. First things first, I guess, Ryan, when talking about this Packers football team, Joe Barry was brought in to improve this defense over Mike Pettine, and it didn't look much different to me at all.
Oh, that was what was supposed to happen, because, no, it was very much the opposite. Look, I said it and I got a little bit of brushback on Packers Twitter when I said it at the time. I always thought it was a big gamble to move on from Mike Pettine. I understood why it was done. You've got a lot of talent on that defense. Ninth total defense last year. You want to take that next step. I get that. But they were ninth in total defense last year. The first time in a decade they were top ten. I mean, that's good. Historically, in recent past, that's ninth is good for this Packers defense.
No doubt about it.
And you're moving on from this guy. That is a hell of a gamble. And it's only one game, but it sure was not a promising start. So you bring in a guy that has been a coordinator for four seasons, two in Washington, two in Detroit, and has always had a bottom five defense, to take the next step with a defense that was ninth in the league. That was the epitome of a bottom five defense. What they did against Jameis Winston, making him look like Drew Brees, that is the epitome of a bottom five defense. So it's only one game, but they got to get better now. That can't happen again.
Steve was asking me, I believe this morning, maybe last night, memory fails me, about the talent on the defense. And I go, well, Steve, I like they got one lineman, Kenny Clark. I says, I like the three outside backers, two Smiths and Rashard Gary. I go, and then you got to shut down corner. I like Amos, but I'm just trying to find all the talent that they have on the, is that about it? And you got to work around that.
I think I wonder if some of it's just they have more talent in the Packers defense than they've had for some time.
Really,
right? This is a defense that historically has not been all that talented in recent years. They've got multiple Pro Bowlers, multiple second team All Pros, and an edge rusher, a corner. They've got the guy that was made a year ago that the highest paid nose tackle in NFL history, in Kenny Clark. The issue is that talent does not go very deep. It's very top heavy on that Packers defense, and I think maybe the biggest issue that this team has, and we'll have to see, because the biggest issue Sunday was the quarterback played awful. If that continues, that's the
it
story.
Won't matter. Like, it won't matter.
Nothing else matters. Yeah. If Aaron Rodgers plays like that and is so thoroughly overmatched in a matchup against Jameis Winston, nothing else matters. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that won't continue, because, look, it's one game, and the reigning MVP gets a longer leash than that, obviously. The biggest issue to me, that defensive front, it's Kenny Clark, it's Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary are fine players, but it's not anything else there. They've got to find something more than four guys on that defensive front.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Oh, boy.
You okay, Leroy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Ryan, well, this is Leroy Butler, by the way. Your real friend.
Good talking to you.
Not that
good
fake,
talking to you, Leroy.
That fake guy that's supposed to be having cigars with you. But we'll move on. How many questions is it, Garrett, with Tom Silverstein? I do.
Well, it should be six, Leroy.
We had a nice, fine debate. And your name came up because you're my guy. And Bill probably edited out what we said about you, because
he edited it out.
Because I want to make sure people know this. We have a big disagreement on this preseason stuff. I say, listen, Tom, you're giving them an excuse. Don't be bringing in their roster because of preseason. That would make me think that, listen, the Saints had to go through a lot. They've been in Dallas. They got another storm coming. They had been displaced. These guys rallied around themselves. But my question is, where do you go on this debate about them not being in preseason? Because, Ryan, full disclosure, I'm with LaFleur. I wouldn't play nobody in preseason because I got to have you healthy. I'm a firm believer that preseason is for the younger guys. So what side are you on as far as playing guys in the preseason or not?
Oh, I think the debate is long-term versus short-term. Long-term, I wouldn't play them. But it doesn't mean that there's not short-term ramifications. Like, it's hard for me to watch that game and to see how much faster on both sides of the ball the Saints were, having played a preseason and having had a ramp-up to that type of regular season speed that completely was absent for the Packers because they didn't play, and think that it had no ramification, no influence on that game in the short term. I think ultimately, though, Matt LaFleur, if you told him at the beginning of July that you're not going to play in the preseason, you're going to be completely healthy, and you're going to look miserable in that first game, but you're still going to have your guys, and you're not going to have any really serious injuries,
I think he'd take that trade-off because it's about the long term, and this is a team that still is all in for 2021. And the quickest way, you saw it last year, the quickest way that you can sink a Super Bowl title shot is having a catastrophic injury like they had with David Bakhtiari late in the season. Who knows, but you watch that NFC Championship game, I think they beat the Bucs if they have their all-pro left tackle. That's a huge part of the game. Yeah. So nothing. Losing week one, that does not sink your Super Bowl title hopes. Losing having a catastrophic season-ending injury, that will. So long term, I think they made the right decision. But short term, I don't think there's any question that it had an impact on that game.
Yeah, I want to, Gary, you mind if I ask?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask, though, the direction of the team, because we were talking about the captain part of it was Za'Darius Smith. I think it's embarrassing to him. I really do. And I think, have they addressed that hit that he hit on Winston, that was a good shot? They normally send the head coach a letter saying, hey, we missed that one. Or do you think the league really don't want you taking guys to the ground or whatever? I thought that was the letter of the law, how you're supposed to hit a guy when he throws the ball.
Oh, I have no idea what Za'Darius Smith was supposed to do there. He hit him in the shoulders. He led with his own shoulder, hit him in the shoulders. There was no head contact. He wrapped both arms around him, textbook tackle, and he was very careful not to fall on Jameis Winston. He fell to the side. There's nothing about that play that was he basically got penalized for hitting Jameis Winston hard. And if I don't know how you can officiate that. It's so subjective. Oh, that's a hard hit, but that's you got to write that into the rule book. You can't hit guys hard because that's what the penalty was. It was an unwritten rule that he got penalized on. So just don't hit guys hard. But as far as the captain stuff, look, when you're out of sight, you're out of mind sometimes. The guy hadn't practiced all camp. The back thing, I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to say that I don't understand the whole back thing, the whole back injury thing. He had four practices all preseason, three in week one, but one padded on Thursday, and then he doesn't practice on Friday. And he plays. What's confusing to me, Billy Turner with the knee, missing two games, the first two games last season. Devontae Adams tweeted about how upset that he was with the medical decisions, the medical team's decision not to play him with the hamstring week four last year. Aaron Jones did media availability before going down to Houston and was held out because of the calf. All three of those guys felt like they could play. All three of those guys missed games because of injury. And Za'Darius Smith play, it's just such an opposite approach. It's very confusing to me that it's just the back that kept him out in the preseason.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He'll join us each and every Tuesday at this time and Thursday. Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood.
Just to get your overall thoughts and feelings too, other than preseason and not having that. How much, though, do you think this whole offseason with the stuff with Rodgers and then led up to the Za'Darius stuff inside the locker room, did you think that all that had any play on within their first game?
It's hard
off
to
the field stuff.
It's hard to say because I'm not in the locker room and no one's in the locker room. Media hasn't been in the locker room since the end of the 2019 season because of COVID protocols. The hunch that I have is that it still didn't have that much to do with it. I know it's easy to make the correlation of, oh, well, all this offseason, Rodgers doesn't want to be there. If Aaron Rodgers didn't want to be here, he wouldn't be here. Aaron Rodgers is not going to show up to a place he doesn't want to be. He wanted to be here. I think he wanted to be here for some time. I don't think it was a last-minute decision that, oh, well, it's football time. He was still working out all offseason. It's not like he came in anything but impeccable game shape. He didn't play well, and that's clear. I don't think there's any ulterior motives there. I think he just didn't play well. I think what's also interesting, what was shocking about Aaron Rodgers not playing well is that he looked great all of camp. And he looked great all of camp, we now know, against the Packers defense that might actually be terrible. So... That's an interesting correlation to me. I mean, he looked great all of the camp against a Packers defense that out and allowed five touchdown passes, six incompletions against Jameis Winston. So you can't. That means nothing at this point.
No, you're right. That means absolutely nothing. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. We will talk to you again on Thursday.
All right, take care, guys.
Oh, take care. Lot, there he is, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices, divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at MorolaLaw.net or call him 414-327-5800. All right, coming up next, Matt LaFleur called it embarrassing. Aaron Rodgers called it just one game. So the question is this, just one game, or are there bigger problems to be concerned about with the Packers? Listen to Ryan Wood there talking about the defense. Maybe there's bigger problems than just a one-game scenario. Gary, let's hear about your alma mater.
Guys, someday you'll get your bachelor's degree. Someday you'll advance in your career. Your someday is now. With UW-Madison Online, you can find a path for a brighter future through a fully online program. Guys, we'll be there to help you every step of the way. Let your someday start today. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Absolutely embarrassed us today, and
I mean, I'll let him use those words, and I'll use it's just one game. You know, we played bad. I played bad. Offensively, we didn't execute very well. One game. We got 16 to go.
They do have 16 to go. There's Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers from after the embarrassing loss. I'll go with LaFleur on the 33 loss to the New Orleans Saints. Question is this: do you agree with Rodgers? Is it just one game? Or do you think there's bigger problems to be concerned about with the Packers? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Don't forget, Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. So, Rodgers, just one game. 16 to go. I didn't seem all that bothered by it. LaFleur seemed far more bothered by it, obviously, than Rodgers did as the head coach. So just one game, Gary, or do you think there's bigger problems here?
Well, right now, Steve, I'm going to just say one game. But, I mean, it could be bigger problems in the future. We just don't know. I mean, it's 17 games. Just an awful start. I don't think we've ever seen this team as a collective unit outside the punter play this bad. I mean, I was really taken aback of really offensively. I mean, we've seen the defense struggle, right? But not both. Normally the offense would kind of save the defense a little bit, give them some breathing room where they can get up, and then you can see the outside linebacker start rushing the passer. Well, we got nothing. And when you get nothing from the offense, it really doesn't help your defense, which is, you know, has proven to be. Now, we just talked to Ryan Wood, was a top nine defense last year, but had proven out over a period of years as to be not a very good stout defense, but a good defense against the pass. And they could just never get into those types of situations against Jameis on a consistent basis. So, to me today, I will say just one game. But that one game, I would agree with Matt LaFleur, was embarrassing.
Leroy, I mean, from a player perspective, I'm guessing that's what Rodgers is supposed to say. It's just one game. Let's not, you know, freak out about it or whatever. They got 16 left to go. I guess I kind of get down with that. But like Gary brought up and what Ryan Wood said, maybe this defense just isn't as good as what everybody thought it was going to be coming into this year. It feels like there are a group of people that think that there's more here to be concerned about than it just being a bad game, a blip on the radar.
Well, those are facts. It is just one game. And as players, you have to look at it like that. I mean, a golfer, if you shank one in the woods, you got to, hey, I got to hit the next shot. I got to get ready. I can't linger on that. when you're away from it and you can dial it down as fans' reaction, hey, man, I see something. But you don't need to be a fan for this. But if you're watching film or watch it, as I did with me and Tom Silverstein, this is disturbing and embarrassing, if you want to use that, fine, because we're not talking about young guys on the defense. They don't have a lot of young guys out there. Stokes is, but he's not. You got your core people. You know, you got Smith brothers, right? Well, the start in the secondary. You got Kevin King and Alexander. They've played in two championship games, right? Then you had both of your safeties that played in championship games. Now, Campbell is new, okay? Barnes was there last year.
Yep.
Kenny Clark's up. He's been there. Dean Lowry's been there.
Kiki was there last year.
Kiki been there. Rashad Gary played. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
This ain't no young group.
Nope.
These are guys that you're saying to yourself, if you're watching the film, if you go and watch PackerNews.com and you watch our X's and O's, we're not talking about young guys. These are veterans. And that's why you're thinking, hey, it's just one game because they'll get better. You know, you see the mistakes. But Matt LaFleur, to him, deep down inside, he knows there's going to be a correction somewhere. But if you're petted and you're watching from Chicago when they was getting beat, by the way, you're saying to yourself, I could have did that. I'm the only one y'all let go. So y'all making this my fault. He probably lit a cigar.
I think, you know what, Leroy? I think he wanted to leave.
Probably did. Probably
I mean,
did.
He had an opportunity. I don't know if he did, but it just felt like
he wanted to resign. He could have.
I think he could have resigned. Yeah. I think he was just, okay, I'm done with this.
And that's fine.
It felt like
maybe
it.
He saw it coming. I don't know.
I don't know.
But if you got a top 10 defense overall that you got two Pro Bowlers on and you got highest paid nose tackle, one of them, you would think that I don't need to. You know, Joe Barry, you just coming in, really, it's on cruise control. Sort of like what LaFleur is probably saying when changing coaches. Don't mess it up. You know, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback on leaving you in great shape. Mike McCarthy's gone. Okay, fine. But this defense, 171 yards on the ground, some of this stuff can be an issue. That's why I said on Twitter at Leap36, some problems can be fixed, some won't. Kevin King letting a guy run past him, him and Black, the guy split him. We've seen that movie before.
And you'll see it again.
The same way.
Right.
So, but I don't know if they'll go to Stokes, but it just seemed like to me these are the guys. That's why Gary's point about off the field, him not being a captain, and Aaron, it may be bothering the older guys. The young guys, they're too young to know what's going on. So, but it is one game. You got to move on to Detroit now. And they've done that. They've moved on. But the coach still got to talk about it. For one more day, he has to address these questions. He's more frustrated. I've never seen him that animated the way he said a bad word. And to where he's like,
yeah,
you know him, he's a cool guy, man. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's, look at his forehead. It's all red. He got gray now. Remember when he first came in? Hey, man, best looking coach in the league.
Yep.
He may still be, but you see the stress on his face. Like, I thought my guys would play better than that. And if you're Joe Barry, if a guy missed a tackle and I put him in that position, that ain't no joke. We'll talk about that later.
Right, so the question is this. Just one game, or are there bigger problems to be concerned about with the Packers? Mm-hmm. Dial it up. Let's hear from you. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us your answer at Big Show Network. Rob Domofsky put up a great piece today talking about a possible blueprint to defending Aaron Rodgers in this Packers
offense.
Oh, we
got to hit this again.
What?
So, yeah.
We always hit blueprint. This all the time. We hit all the time. Every time.
They caught up with him now.
Mm. I will read you a couple of the excerpts from Rob Domofsky that leads me to believe that this might be more than just a one-game thing. So we'll do that coming up next. But first, Leroy will tell us about Numail.
Numail Medical Center, guys, is about men's health. Before I say that Certified Lover Boy, Drake, his album is the best. I got to wait till Lil Nas X album come out on the 17th. Because for the most part, I have 4 Lil Nas X songs in my
Dude's name Lil Nas X?
Yes.
That's his name. Not just Lil Nas.
Lil Nas
But X. You had to put the X after
Yeah. It. He got a bad album coming out. By the time you listen to 5 Drake songs, Steve, you walk 7 miles. Because you just keep walking and walking. And, you know, I'm way away from home. And the weather's been great.
Yeah, it is.
The weather's been great. So if you had 30, 40, 50 minutes and you want to go outside and walk, put on some of your best songs and just listen to the whole album or just get a couple of songs, I think it's a fun way to exercise. And again, if you want to learn about low T, find out what's going on. None of this conspiracy theory stuff or all this misinformation about, no, find out from the experts. And of course, in the bedroom, the 98% success rate, they're doing better than any company out there. You got to be careful with all those creams and pills and stuff. A lot of that stuff can harm your body. Talk to the experts at Numail. You can give them a call, 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. Numail Medical Center. And like them on Facebook. Tell them Roy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99 right now at Wendy's. You can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Steve Sparky Fiver, the two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler. Just one game, or are there bigger problems to be concerned about with this Packers team right now? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. And, don't forget about VanHornRental.com right there in Plymouth, Wisconsin. If you're looking to get a rental car, you got family coming in from out of town, I'm telling you that is the way to go. Brian, South Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. What do you think, Brian?
Hey, guys. Well, I mean, ultimately, yeah, it is one game, but I have not seen a Green Bay Packers team this lifeless and pushed around on both sides of the ball in a long, long time. And, I mean, it starts with the Lions up front, and both defensive and offensive lines, I mean, they did not do their job at all on Sunday, and that's where it starts. And, you know, I mean, they still haven't addressed, you know, hate to harp on Lancaster and those guys, but Lowry, I mean, those guys aren't starting NFL caliber guys. I mean, they're probably good backups guys to play a role, but I mean, what have they started on that line that Leroy played on?
No.
No way. The only guy that maybe even would have had a chance to start is Kenny Clark. I mean, that's the only guy on there. Like I said, one game, but just concerning that the lines on both sides of the ball they got destroyed, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I think it was great coaching by Dennis Allen to put in Cam Jordan right over your rookie. That's going to happen. He's going to get the best pass rusher. You want to put a rookie in there? Okay. And don't give him no help. We're going to put one of our best pass rushers, Rhett, on a 3 technique, and just go. Now the Packers got a counter with that. With help him out.
You got to double
screen,
team Leroy.
Draw.
If you take if you're taking your best defensive lineman, you're putting him over my rookie guard, that's automatically double team to me.
Well, see, he's in that 3, so who are you going to double him with? Because the center can't get over there to help him. That guy's on his on his outside.
Well, then maybe
shoulder.
You have to come down with a tackle or something. I mean, you got to do something, or you got to punch him. Try to. Well, he's
you can zone
man,
block
but,
and slide it.
Right.
You can do that. Right. Yeah. There you go.
But
slide that thing, cuz
they got to know that it is going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Because everybody see it now. It's on film. Everybody's going to see it. Yeah, so it's all out there. And I would say this, Leroy. What about when they played the 49ers that year when they were really good defensively? Mm-hmm. Was that any different from this game, the 49ers a couple years ago?
The championship game?
Even in the championship game when they ran it, like, you know, 100 times.
Yeah,
they threw
Raheem
it.
Mustard, because
they played them in a regular season, too. Steve, can you pull that up?
Got manhandled in both games.
Yeah, they got manhandled in both of those games. 281
yards. This game
was that the same or no?
This game didn't feel as physically dominating as the Niner games.
No,
did.
It didn't. See, I would agree with that.
It didn't feel as physically dominated. Like,
they had more explosion runs. San Francisco. Raheem Mustard, he was getting 8, 9, 15, 26 yard. Because again, Kamara had 20 carries for 83 yards.
And that's pretty good, actually.
That ain't bad. You
know, what hurt them was Jameis hurt them on those scrambles.
Yes, he did.
He ran right through
Kenny Clark's head in the first scramble right up the middle. Kenny Clark had him, let him go. That ain't Dean Lowry.
No.
I mean, so your stars, they got to play better.
All right, let's go to Carl in Wauwatosa. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Carl?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. That nightmare of a debacle for a first game from the Packers, I just want to kind of draw a comparison. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Tom Brady. Lean, ready to play, just like he came fit, like he's coming out of Michigan. Look at Aaron Rodgers. He looked to me like he just came from the second row Ziggy Marley concert with his man bun. You know, your superstar's got to take that leadership role. He just looked unprepared. And anyway, there's no place to go except up and improve. So love the show. Thanks, guys.
So just one game, he's saying.
Yeah. All right. So this Rob Domofsky article I was talking about in the last segment. I'm going to read this to you now. The name of the piece is "Don't Call It a Blueprint," and then parentheses yet. But New Orleans Saints showed how to give Aaron Rodgers fits. And within here, Domofsky writes this. Let's see here. Rodgers has often scoffed at the blueprint question before, so it's possible he was being facetious in his postgame comment. But given how Saints defense coordinator Dennis Allen reversed his plan from last year's 37-30 loss to the Packers, in which Rodgers carved them up even with top receiver Davante Adams out with a hamstring injury, it's something to consider. In last year's meeting, Allen blitzed Rodgers, sending five or more defenders on 14 of his dropbacks. And Rodgers thrived. He completed 9 of 13 passes with 2 touchdowns against Saints blitzes, which resulted in 1 sack. On Sunday, Allen sent 5 or more only 2 times, instead opting to devote more manpower to coverage. Even though Rodgers had time to throw and was considered under duress 3 times, he never found a rhythm, going 15 of 28 for 133 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. That was how the Chargers slowed down Rodgers in 2019. They blitzed him on just 1 of 39 dropbacks. That 2.6 blitz rate remains the lowest rate Rodgers has faced in his career, according to ESPN stats and information. Sunday's rate of 6.9% by the Saints is the 5th lowest Rodgers has ever faced.
See, here's what I thought. That Matt LaFleur offense supposed to be a zone beater. But you got to find the guy. You can't lock in on one guy. You got to read the defense. You got to take what is given to you in that Matt LaFleur's offense. And if you're not doing that, then you can run into problems. Now, I haven't seen the all 21 or the all 22 or whatever that is. But I was led to believe that that offense is not predicated on one person, one receiver. It's predicated on reading the defense and finding the open man. It may not be deep. It may be something underneath. It may be a check down. It may be something like that.
Here's what I've always said. Last year, Aaron Rodgers had the best ball handling of his career. The numbers would prove that out because he's the number one play-action quarterback. If you're not running the football, you're not fooling a safety who's lined up 25 yards deep.
Correct. He's not.
It's just a fact. So LaFleur's going to go back and establish 33, 28, and all these 17 tight ends y'all got. Bring them in here. Let's run this football. Let's get back to a physical thing. Because that's when you were the number one offense, because you was very balanced, very balanced. You ran the ball. Even when you were behind, you ran the ball. Then guess what? Now, you normally would try to get two free plays a game. But you know what? The Saints are like, listen, don't jump. You know, and I thought Josh Myers had a great game because, you know, a young guy, I thought maybe he'll be off a little bit. You know, it was a couple of times he didn't get the ball right at the clock was going down. But if you can get a couple free plays, I mean, throw it deep to MVS, great. Running the football will get you where he's all number one across the board. In other words, you know, if you're putting that ball inside of 33s and just pull it, the safety has to determine, does he have it or not? Why he's determining that?
He's sitting.
83 is running.
Yeah, he's sitting.
Deep. And you don't get him, you can always go to 17.
Well, you're right, DeLore. They never got a run game going.
No, man, so, you got to run the ball.
That hurts. That hurts initially what they want to do.
Absolutely.
All right, so the question is just one game, or are there bigger problems to be concerned with this Green Bay Packers team? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Pat in Green Bay listening to WDUZ, The Fan. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. So I've got two things. First of all, somebody just called in and talked about our rock concert quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. I live here in Green Bay, and every once in a while I will see Red Batty at our pick and save.
Nice.
And I had a concern about him coming in late to camp, did none of the mini camps and everything else about, you know, what type of shape he was in. Ran into him, and he told me that Aaron Rodgers was in as good, if not the best shape in his life coming into camp. And I went to a couple of the practices, and I saw Aaron play, and there's no question he may look like a rock concert guy, but he wasn't looking like that, and he wasn't playing like that in the practices that I went to. So that doesn't measure up into this. But I just think, just like Leroy was talking about, was the Packers couldn't run the ball, which means that everything else kind of collapses. They don't have that good of an offense, and that they can rely strictly on the pass. And I was a little disappointed because sometimes you run with the hot guy, which was Dylan. And he was breaking tackles, and I think they should have left him in the game. I wouldn't have brought Jones back in. I would have gone with the hot guy and let him keep trying to run the ball. The issue was that they only had it, what, three times in the first half?
Yep.
You got to get more possessions than that.
No doubt.
And that lies on our defense again, which I think is it's just overrated.
But, Pat, this is the thing. If your offense could actually put together more than 1-2-3 kick – your defense wouldn't be out there all the time. If Rodgers kept that offense on the field for just a little while to give that defense a chance to catch his breath before having to go run back out there again, that would help everybody involved. And I get bashing on the defense. I understand. They didn't play well, but the offense certainly didn't help them either by coming on and coming off the field as quickly as they did time and time and time again throughout that football game. Pat, thanks for listening in Green Bay. Teddy in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, September. What a month.
There you go, Gary.
Hey, guess what? We got big, big problems. And the reason we have big problems is because we don't have a very good coach.
Oh,
now the reason, I know you guys all kind of fall off your chair when you say that.
Yeah, I did.
Teddy. Let me tell you.
What's his record, Teddy? What's his,
LaFleur does Teddy, not have experience.
Teddy, what's his overall record, Teddy? What's LaFleur's overall record?
Let me just
ask the court.
He's got two seasons, and I'm telling you, he's got a great two seasons.
Yeah, what is his overall record?
I'm going to give him that.
What's his overall record, Teddy? No, Teddy, what's his overall record?
His overall record
is,
what is it? It's 26 and...
7 now, right? After the loss. Yes. Yeah.
And he's not a good coach.
But, hey, it's not
you won't accidentally do that.
It's what have you done for me lately?
What's one game?
Forget about last year.
One game,
we missed
Teddy.
Super Bowls last year. That's all I saw. We had great seasons, and then we fell on our face. We have a stupid coach that decides to put Mason Crosby in for three when he needs 8 points. We have a stupid coach that allows
a cornerback to bite on with 8 seconds left and a half and give away a touchdown to try and save a field goal. I mean, we got stupid things going on. And so that's the problem we have here. We have an inexperienced coach that makes stupid decisions. Now, he brings in this Joe Barry, which is just a flummoxing. I mean, it's just...
Flummoxing.
He wanted Leonard. Leonard turned him down. He had no other choice. He didn't want to bring in any other candidates. So he goes with this Joe Barry. I mean, are you kidding me? And see, that, it's a huge, huge mistake. So what happens going forward... The defense is going to continue to lift. It's just a slow sinking ship. And the thing of it is, for some reason, LaFleur decided to come out with a very vanilla offense. You know, he didn't want to, I don't know, surprise the new guys in the offensive line. They just ran very vanilla. And then when they got into trouble, they panicked. And the one thing, you know, that I hate about this, an experienced coach doesn't panic. And LaFleur panics.
Hey, Teddy, I got to cut you off here. We got to get to a break. Thanks for the call. Let's talk about whether or not LaFleur panicked up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Speaking of Wendy's, Boo Books are back. Each $1 book comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty and 1 bonus Wendy's app offer for a free any size fry with any purchase. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help find those forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's until Halloween or until supplies last, and can be redeemed until New Year's Eve of 2021. Teddy in Brookfield right there, we've got like 30 seconds, thinks that Matt LaFleur panicked in that game, and that's why they went away from the run. Would you go with the word panicked to describe how Matt LaFleur's offense looked there in the second half of the game, Gary?
No. I just think that they're trying to score points best that they can. And sometimes you get out of your game plan, right? And
but is that considered panicking when you get out of your game plan?
I don't think so. I think you're just trying to score. I mean, they got down there, what was it, 17-3 at halftime?
Yep.
And then they come back out, we get the ball, we go back down, and again, Rodgers throws a pick.
We'll continue to talk more about the Packers defense coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.